How's it going, everybody? It is Tim Pichot, the Liberty Advisor, coming straight live from Acapulco, Mexico. And it's been a while since we've been down here. Actually, been 4 years was the last time we took the pilgrimage down to Acapulco, Mexico, right before the whole pandemic, scamdemic was underway.
Look at this, the long-awaited strawberry. So I'm actually headed off to Mexico and Acapulco right now, and definitely want to make sure that this guy. Absolutely delicious. So just doing some last second things in the greenhouse. A little cold today, but yesterday I was actually building a website and updating some things, making some webinar sales funnels, and I need to take a break from it and check to Telegram to message somebody. And next thing I know, someone had messaged me saying, "Oh, hey, you know, look forward to seeing you in Acapulco." I'm like, "Well, we're not headed down to Acapulco this year." And they're like, "Well, you're on the speaker list." And actually, I had a prime speaking spot right before Jeff at the TDV Summit. That's like the final actual closeout speaker. So, you know, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. And even though we've got 30 chickens here and 3 dogs and 3 cats and tons of stuff in the greenhouse that we've got to take care of, and trees we just planted, and logistics of making it down there, you know what, found a way. And today, getting on a plane, actually have to go to Tijuana, crossing the border to Tijuana, then going to Acapulco to make it there. But it's weird, I have like really no trepidation or fear. I've got to figure out my whole entire presentation. So it's gonna be called the Blueprint, the Great Reset Retirement Blueprint, I think is what it's called. Or I might do one on you know, like high net worth foundation planning. I'm still trying to figure it out, but yeah, it's been a crazy past not even 24 hours, because I didn't even know 24 hours from now that today I'd be getting on a plane in Tijuana to go to Mexico, to Acapulco. So got to figure that out. Still have to get, I'm in Phoenix right now, so I've got to get to Tijuana today. I've never been to Tijuana, but yeah, it was a way to get there much cheaper, and yeah, never a dull moment. And then we come back here, and then for a few days with the girls, and then with my kids, and then going right back to Mexico again. So never a dull moment here.
Precipice of a crash that Ed Bugos will go into. And 99% of people have no idea that's even possible, but it's almost for sure going to happen. And I'll let Ed talk about that.
Flows, okay? Capital flows are way more influential than probably anything else that affects currency values. A lot of people think, oh, well, the economy is strong or the economy is weak, but
the last thing he did was put out a signal into the market, and us that know what's going on, we know exactly what he meant. He listed already on his way out the first Bitcoin on-chain token. He listed already as a way out, kind of as an F you to the market, saying this age is over. The centralized exchange age is over in crypto. Whether you like it or not, kicking or screaming, I was it. I was the Elon Musk. I was the Chad. The rest is over. And guess what happened? Everyone in crypto has had to buckle to that idea.
And, you know, I want to give my review of Acapulco 2024. Honestly, you know, I thought it was a great event. It had a completely different vibe than the previous three that I went to in 2018, 2019, and 2020. And I just wanted to kind of give a review of how this one was compared to years past. Now, very grateful for Jeff for having me down here. And there's really nothing I can complain about. I had a wonderful time down here. But you know, with that said, there are things that are different. And there's people who've asked me how it was this year compared to years in the past. And I would say, for the most part, a lot of people there were either there for their first or second time. It was definitely a dramatically smaller event, you know, certainly compared to 2019 and 2020, even 2018 as well. But you know, with that said, you know, sometimes it can be more intimate. You can get to know people better.
That work on different forces, but our science will not even entertain the possibility that those forces might exist. Why is a whole other discussion. But if we have any physicists or people in IT, you know, in computer in making transistors, we have this thing called the Coulomb barrier, and you know, so as a transistor gets smaller, a transistor is just a switch.
But you didn't really have that vibe that I had in, let's say, 2019 and 20, where I felt like I knew most people who were there. I mean, this time there was a lot of people who, you know, it was either their first or second time there. A lot of people who just woke up to, you know, the ideas of freedom and anarchy, maybe in the past, you know, since the whole scamdemic, which is great. You know, you need people that are awake. But, you know, one of the things that was a little bit different is when you go and, you know, I remember walking in having that feeling in 2018, first time I went with Ernest Hancock, and then seeing, as soon as you walk into the Princess, you know, there's a gigantic line of people going to register at night, and they're, you know, giving you mimosas, and you just had this like amazing atmosphere of like being in heaven and seeing all the, you know, people that you don't usually see, a lot of, you know, the, I guess, you know, quote-unquote influencers from the space, and you know, maybe people that you just see online or at the time YouTube, or at the time we had a lot of decentralized media going on and getting there. Whereas, you know, this time, you know, since everything wasn't at one resort, it didn't really have that same sort of feel to it. So, you know, what I mean by that is, since you're, you know, let's say we got this Airbnb that we're staying at last second, and it was great. It was 4 bedrooms. You know, there's a big infinity pool. We'll probably run some B-roll of that. And, you know, $88 a night, last second, Tommy booked it in advance. And so, you know, that's a plus. You know, definitely much cheaper for people trying to get in a budget. But, you know, then again, people could have done that before if they wanted to. So, you know, pluses and minuses with that. But I would say the minus of everything not being contained is, you know, it was pretty cool in years past when you could go down to the bar and, you know, everybody's, you know, right there, and, you know, your room is just right upstairs, and it really had a more contained atmosphere. Or, you know, if you're trying to do, you know, shoot content or do videos, and I'm not having to lug around everything, you know, but it's not even about doing videos. You know, if you wanted to make it back to the room, it's a little bit more of a, you know, journey, not quite as easy as it would have been in the past. So then I guess that would be one sort of negative. Now, the actual location in the Secret Garden, or Jardín Secreto, it was amazing. I mean, it was, you know, a very holistic feeling to it, very peaceful, very serene, and, you know, certainly had its pluses to it. Now, it was a couple days, it was very humid. You know, I'm, you know, being from Phoenix the past, you know, 13 years, I love hot weather, but, you know, it might not be everybody's thing. And certainly I love hot weather, but I love hot, dry weather. But you know what? I'm not going to complain compared to everywhere else that's, you know, freezing their butts off. So, you know, in years past, it was also, you know, for better or for worse, it's more of a crypto bro type vibe. Lots of people partying, you know, a lot more of probably what you saw on the HBO show, The Anarchist, and maybe, you know, maybe some more shady or unsavory type characters. And this time, you know, lots of drinking. Because this time, you know, it wasn't like a raucous party atmosphere. You had a lot of people this time who, you know, have actually, like myself, have quit drinking. You know, it was, but, you know, but no one's judging. You know, if you want to do that, that's your thing, fine. I mean, people are doing it responsibly. But, you know, I didn't see anybody getting messed up down there. I didn't see anybody doing any hardcore drugs. Really, you know, barely even saw people even smoking weed, which, you know, fine. But, just wanted to kind of make this a review of what I saw. And so, you know, and that's good because, you know, you're in a way, you know, the event evolves as we're all evolving. And, you know, and as, you know, people are evolving, you know, things are going to be different. And different's not always bad. And so there was more of a holistic spiritual feel to this, you know, and that was reflected in some of the speakers. Now, I know some of the people don't like the fact that there was, you know, flat earth content. You know, personally, I can't prove things one way or the other. And I think it's, you know, sort of a distraction. And to Max Egan's point, you know, he's like, hey, if you give me enough time, I can give you the PowerPoint slides, prove that it's a globe. And if you give me enough time, I can give a PowerPoint proving that it's, not proving or getting you like 95% of the way there, proving it's flat. Or if you give me more time, I can prove, you know, whatever whatever you want me to prove on there. And so, you know, ultimately, you know, while information is good to be out there, I think it is a distraction, but I don't think it's a reason to, you know, denigrate the conference, to be like, oh, it's just a bunch of flat earthers, because it's not, because there's plenty of people there who think that it's, you know, effing retarded. And, you know, for me, I mean, I like hearing information. I know everything is basically a lie. You know, all the NASA photos I have of the Earth is just CGI renditions and not the actual, not actual photos. And obviously the moon landing in 1969, that was a big scam. The Indian one they just did, where they had a little like Atari moon lander thing that I could probably, with no skills at all in this, you know, give me a month or two and $50,000, I could probably conjure up something better than what the Indians did recently. I mean, really, if you haven't seen it, it's just completely embarrassing. And so I'm
here to encourage us, and he is critically looking at the visuals.
जी हाँ, आप अपनी स्क्रीन पे देख सकते हैं कि हम लैंडर मॉड्यूल
पीपल आर अप्लॉडिंग लेट अस ऑल वेट टू हियर फ्रॉम द सेक्रेटरी डिपार्टमेंट ऑफ स्पेस एंड चेयरमैन इसरो श्री एस सोमनाथ.
Get all those arguments, but you know, it's a road to nowhere. It's just like, okay, I have a hard enough time proven stuff that I absolutely can prove. I've had a time proving for years that the Federal Reserve is a private entity. And so I think it is sort of a waste of time. Like, but you know, I got to meet some amazing people down here. I got to revisit with some friends that I met down here in the past. And some of the best friends I've met at Anarchapoco in the past. And so for that, you know, I'm very grateful for you know, the connections you can make down here. Now, for a lot of people, they're not surrounded by people who are like-minded in their everyday, daily living. And so, you know, for them, this is their one time a year to be surrounded by other like-minded people. Whereas, you know, we've really positioned our lives to only be interacting with people that are like-minded. And that got easier after the whole pandemic. Like, okay, you got a mask on? Like Luke Radowski, all right, well, don't need to talk to you anymore. And okay, you want to go sell shirts and you weren't scared and never make amends for what was going on? Okay, well, you know, that's just the kind of person you are. And
we see things a little bit differently because, again, I still want to take this thing seriously. There's still a lot of unknowns. I'm still leaning towards the big possibility that this is a bioweapon that came out of the facility because of so many other things that I could just talk about right now. But if this is a bioweapon, we're getting so much conflicting data. We don't know the full aspect of it. Nothing is really certain. And I still would say take this more seriously than not. It's rather to be safer than sorry. It doesn't hurt you to put on a mask. It doesn't hurt you to put on gloves. It doesn't hurt you to respect the space of others, especially the older or immune compromised. It doesn't hurt you. And I think by doing that, we could prevent this situation, this crisis from getting worse, which would prevent more government from coming in. That's been my strategy from the beginning.
Beautiful. As I have tissue on my face. Oh my God, the tyranny. Oh my God. Oh. Stop being a fool.
Like for me, you know, I'm pretty much living my life as normal right now because I don't want, you know, to have the government tell me what I can and can't do. And I think that by having me bow down and say, oh, well, I'm going to social distance because
it's not
otherwise
bowing down. It's being respectful of older people. It's being respectful.
Well, then they should stay home. Well, then they should stay home then. I mean, if I
have. Yeah, but some people don't have that option. Some people don't have that luxury. Some people do have to go get groceries. Some people do have to do that. Again, we could agree to disagree, but again, we still don't know the larger ramifications here. We still don't know exactly how this
well,
is going to take.
I think it's a trial balloon. I think it's all a trial balloon for next time.
You know, certainly not to throw the baby out with the bathwater. There's people that have woken up, and a lot of those people are now there at the conference. But, you know, if you haven't been there in 4 years like myself or planning on going, if there is one next year, well, maybe more people might be out, maybe because of this video. But I did have a great time. You know, people, I know there's like big exposés of this going on, and you know, you can really make of it what you want. And you know what, there was no producer issues that were kind of going on in the past, and I know maybe that prevented some people coming down here. And you know, certainly isn't the same event that it was before, but you know what, things do change. And you know, it's not more doesn't always mean better. And so, you know, it was a little sad not to see a lot of the friends I've made along the way not being there. But, you know, it was nice being able to meet new people. And sometimes when you have, you know, multi-thousand person event or 1,500 people at an event, it's sometimes harder to meet people than if you're at an event with 200 people. And, you know, maybe some of you have seen that in your own lives. And so, you know, there was a lot of good information I was able to pick up. I spoke at the TDV Summit. I believe you can pick up those replays online. I had a very valuable presentation about how to retire given the crazy climate that's going on, given the Great Reset. The title of the talk was Your Great Reset Retirement Blueprint. And, you know, for anyone that attended that talk, you know, absolute fire, just, you know, pounding out tons of information. The Crypto Vigilante all-speaker Q&A portion where it was like Mr. X and W and A, I think one of them weren't there. I think it was like Mr. W was, anyways, the two anonymous people who were zoomed into this, and Raphael during that speaker portion, you know, I picked up some valuable information. And the thing is, maybe all you pick up is one little nugget of information, and you know, it makes it worth it. Like, I've done some courses in the past before, and you know, maybe they were sort of expensive, if you want to call it expensive. But you want to know what's more expensive? Not knowing. Not knowing costs people a lot of money. Not knowing about how to do anything is, you know, costs people money. So if you just pick up one little thing that can either change your financial position, help you out mentally, spiritually, help, you know, get your mind right, put you in a better spot, then, you know, it's worth it. And so, you know, I did pick up some great information. I got to talk quite a bit about, or listen at rather, about the law. You know, Curtis Stone was breaking that down. Jay Noon, I heard, and we're going to have that interview coming out.
That's where I go, as I go, okay, well, if I understand the foundational principles and I understand what it is and I live that and I know what I am and what I'm not, I can go in as an avatar into the system as a person, all caps name. I can go in, like I said, with a shield of truth and the sword of equity or whatever, however you want to spin them, and I can go in and use it. And I know that any statute has a remedy. Look them up. They're called the maxims of equity. And one of the maxims of equity that the elite love, Klaus Schwab, all these cronies, they all use this stuff, is equity will not aid a volunteer. Meaning that if you volunteered and you took the shot, you're not in equity. You can't get remedy. That's on you.
Forthright. We also had Christopher Gronsky was talking about the income tax. And that's something I want to explore further, and probably did the best job of anyone I've ever heard breaking this down. I was speaking directly after him, so I was kind of a little bit mentally preoccupied with my own deal at that time, you know, as one would be. But, you know, that was a supplemental event. And so even if you pick up just one little piece of information, that piece of information can make you 1,000%. It could save your life. It could turn things around. I mean, there's other spiritual speakers that have the main event who, you know what, if you had an alcohol problem or you had, you know, certain demons you're trying to chase, you know, people there that can have real world solutions to help you out. And, you know, we're all going through things. We're all, you know, messed up in some sort of way. We all have some sort of, you know, maybe childhood trauma we're dealing with. And really, you know, the conference this year, I think, was more being able to help people out that way. Whereas in the past, you know, there was some, you know, I think vendors that were promoting some scams, in my opinion, maybe weren't well vetted. And, you know, there was like the, you know, big, it wasn't necessarily a freedom crowd as much as it was like, hey, how much money can we make type crowd, which, you know, that's fine too. But, you know, just give it an honest review. You know, again, appreciative to be down here. You know, I was comped a ticket for speaking and for myself and girlfriend, but, you know, I paid my own way down here. And I'm going to have a little review on different ways to get down here because, you know, really it was a super easy process going through San Diego at, there's a place called CVX that C is in cat, B is in boy, X is in xylophone. We've got a ATV going by me right now and a jackhammer to my left, so apologize for that. But it couldn't have been any easier. It's like an official crossing. You go, not sketchy at all. Like, my grandma thought I'm going through some like underground drug tunnel or something to get there. But what you do is you prepay in advance. I don't know, it's like anywhere from like 15 to 30 bucks a day, depending on what parking lot you want to be in. and then you cross the border. I think it's like $22 each way to make it really easy, and it's a border crossing right into Tijuana Airport. And then I booked the flight the same day, and I think so four tickets, you know, round trip, so you know, two for me, two for my girlfriend. I think it's about $1,300 same day. So obviously, if we planned in advance, you know, it probably could have been like maybe like $400 based upon the girl that's sitting next to us in the flight. But you know, that was our bad on that. And you know, the Airbnb was $88 a night with four rooms. So you know, if you're strapped for cash, I mean, most people can swing $88. But you know, if you, you know, need to be with you know, a few other friends, you know, super, super cheap and great accommodations right close by. But you know, I did. It was.
So here we are en route to Anarchapoco. So not what it may be like 22 hours ago, we actually found out that I was supposed to be speaking there. It went through the message. I never saw it. But anyways, in less than 24 hours, we have booked our ticket to go to Acapulco. So we're actually first going to Tijuana, and then from Tijuana, making a direct flight over there. It's just the only way to avoid having to spend like $25 in an airport, or spend like $4,000 on tickets. But yeah, what a great day. How many people associate this weather with Phoenix? I mean, it's one of probably the darkest I've ever seen it out here. But yeah, good time to make it out of the valley. All right, here we are at CBX, doing the reverse legal alien crossing. We're, this time we're walking into Mexico. All right, so we came over to get the immigration form, and we could have done this online, but we didn't, and it took like, what, like 30 seconds maybe? Super, super easy. Bum, bum, bum. I don't want to jinx it, but it's been quite the easy process so far. So now we're on a bridge that I think we're told is like a 6-minute walk into Mexico. So yeah, so here we are, walking our bags across the bridge to Mexico.
I've never walked to Mexico before.
So we're on the plane, Acapulco bound, after not even knowing that we were doing this, not even 24 hours ago. Didn't even know. So there we are.
After 4 years.
Acapulco bound. So we didn't realize this was actually part of the Airbnb as well. $88 a night that we booked the day before we came, actually I think the same day we came down here. So just look how beautiful this is, going right out to the Pacific Ocean. Another beauty right here on the left. Nice infinity pool. It's our first time looking at this.
Wow, this is a nice place.
Right to the ocean. Yeah, we had no idea this was part of the resort.
They might have a bar here.
Oh, this is beautiful. Yeah. Oh, definitely. Oh, look at those hammocks right there.
Well, walking, we did fight food yesterday.
Yeah, fuck.
One of the best.
You thought one of the guys we asked would have let us know that.
Aspects of the last one that I missed, you know, having everything right there, that was certainly, you know, a big plus. And, you know, just having that kind of just like real inclusive sort of atmosphere. I hate using that word. Whereas here, you know, since everyone's for the most part is staying off-site, you don't really have that same vibe that you had before. But the actual Secret Garden itself was beautiful, but you know, it was humid. But you know, compared to, you know, being stuck in you know, Winnipeg or up there in Canada, and you know, most places in the USSA, even Phoenix weather was awful past couple weeks. Now maybe not as awful as other places, but you know, raining and about 50 with no humidity, which you know is a whole different deal than 50 with humidity. So you know, it was great to be out here. So I, you know, I can't complain at all. And just wanted to give a review because a lot of people have asked me since I've been down here, and I haven't responded to them. So this is the response to them. And you know, if they do it again, you know, it's something I would hopefully like to be invited back to. And yeah, really had you know, had some issues in 2020 and made a video about it, and you know, made some people mad, but a lot of people, I'd say 95% of people I talked to probably agreed with me on that. I had some person confront me down here saying they didn't like the fact I made the video. But you know what? It was out of love. I wanted to see this community flourish. I wanted to see this community, the event get bigger, expose these ideas to more people. And so in order to do that, you know, sometimes you gotta correct some of the problems. And I think a lot of those problems has been corrected, but you know, it's a big undertaking to put this on. It's not a big money maker for Jeff. He loses a bunch of money doing this. And so, you know, appreciate him putting him on. And is he a perfect person? No. Are you a perfect person? Am I a perfect person? No. You know, has he probably done a lot of fucked up things in terms of making mistakes in his life? Yeah. But, you know, a lot of us have, but he's done the important part of doing the work and owning up to it and then creating an environment. And so we're leaving today. So it's Wednesday. So, you know, a few days left of the conference and they have a Game Changers conference, which, you know, can help, you know, really turn people's lives around. For those of you who are going to that. Now, I didn't go to it, so I can't make a review of it. But, you know, the first part of, you know, fixing yourself is admitting there's a problem, and you know, and he's owned up and done that, you know. So people who were here in the past and saw him as a big drunk mess, and I don't mean that to denigrate him at all, but you know what, that's not the Jeff of today. You know, very, very quiet, you know, very composed the entire time. And you know, I know it just from experience, it rubbed some people the wrong way, or a lot of people the wrong way, when they saw him down here as maybe like one of their heroes. But you know, now he is a, you know, a changed guy from that perspective. And, you know, I have a pretty good bullshit detector on that. And it seems like he has genuinely changed. And, you know, that's more than most people can say. So, you know, people that want to cast stones at him, you know, you got to look at the work you're doing. You know, what solutions are you providing? How are you helping out the world? And so, you know, people that live in glass houses, don't throw stones. I'm grateful for being here and had a great time. So that's my review. I might include some of the talks, a little bit of B-roll after this, but you know, this is the first walk and talk I've done in quite a while. The last time I posted a video on YouTube, I think it was like 2 years ago from Rocky Point, Mexico. Now we're in Acapulco. And anyways, thank you guys so much. You guys can go to thelibertyadvisorshow.com, all the different ways to follow me. And I'm coming out with Great Reset Retirement Blueprint.com. It's going to be a masterclass on how to retire through the Great Reset. Also, we'll be launching Truth to Freedom channel that's going to be highlighting different ways to, you know, homesteading and healing and spirituality and conspiracies and ancient civilizations and some of that type of stuff. And, you know, so be on the lookout for that. If you like my content, I really enjoy, you know, everyone that watches and takes their time, takes their attention to, you know, spend some time with me on these videos, and appreciative for Josh for posting these videos as well. And you know what? Thank you very much. And this content, or we'll be rolling out more of this now that we've got our homestead most of the way there. And you know, just wanted to be the example for people. So, you know, the best way to change the world is to change yourself. That's what we're trying to do. That's what this event is trying to do. And that's all I've got from Acapulco 2024. Take care.
Of mankind's ongoing lunacy, it's easy for a lot of people to think of those in power as the problem, and so the solution must be do something to them, go have a revolution or a blah blah blah, or vote somebody else into power. The problem is not the crooks telling people you will bow to us. The problem is the millions and millions and millions and billions of people who proudly obey.
It's rather to be safer than sorry. It doesn't hurt you to put on a mask. It doesn't hurt you to put on gloves. It doesn't hurt you to respect the space of others, especially the older or immune compromised. It doesn't hurt you. And I think by doing that, we could prevent this situation, this crisis, from getting worse, which would prevent more government from coming in. That's been my strategy from the beginning.
The height of insanity is the Gadsden flag next to the thin blue line flag. Those don't match. You have to pick one.
That one of them has been censored in some way, is Tucker Carlson going to be banned from Europe because of his interview with Putin? And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, I'm banned from 27 European countries in 2022. It's going to be 29 in March. I'm banned from Australia. I'm banned from lots of other countries. I would find out if I actually tried to get in. And you know, what's fascinating is that there's this effort to, and I, of course, was cancelled from virtually all the mainstream social media and YouTube.
Is a very simple but powerful mind control tool. Probably why they said it's predictions. Google's official statement, autocomplete, is designed to help people complete a search they were intending to do, not to suggest new types of searches to be performed. These are our best predictions of the query you are likely to continue entering. So let's say you're gonna go and put supplements are. Oh, supplements are bad. Supplements are dangerous. Supplements are garbage. From, according to Robert Epstein, who is a psychologist.
Hopefully, at some point in an incarnation, you will discover that the soul is as it is, as it was, and as it always will be. This is the aspect of you that doesn't change. How do we know this? Well, look in the mirror. The you that was there at the age of 3 is still there at the age of 10, 20, looking around the audience, 40, 50, and even beyond. That divine spark, that part of you that animates, that brings you to life, that part, that soulful essence of you is the same as it is, as it was, as it always will be.